Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 20th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Tunga Milinkomo.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the strike by nurses working in government hospitals and the decision by the government to fire them all.
To join our conversation, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, we are at voazimbabwe.com, voandevele.com, as well as voashona.com.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the strike by nurses working in government hospitals and the decision by the government to fire them all.
The more than 16,000 nurses have been on strike for 5 days now, with the government already saying it is accepting applications from qualified and retired nurses in an effort to mitigate the situation, while it is at the same time encouraging those on strike to reapply.
But many Zimbabweans are castigating the government for its decision to fire nurses instead of addressing their demands.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions has also condemned the decision to terminate nurses who engaged in the collective bargaining, and the nurses have vowed to continue with their strike despite the move by the government. What do you say about this? Let's talk.
Let's talk. Ndizvozvo ntungamiri regaiti kulume.
Yeah, nekutaura. Yes.
Ndizvozvo. Hongu nhasi tiri kutaura pamusoro pedanho rekurangwa mabasa riri kuitwa nevana mukoti muzvipatara zvehurumende. Tinonzwa kuti vanodarika gumi nezvitanhatu 16,000 varikurangwa mabasa. And also today, those are some of the striking nurses were in the Africa Unit Square in Harare, where they were offering free services to Zimbabweans as a way of showing that we are willing to work, but maconditions ekushanda kana mashandiro ndo atiri kurwisa kuti zvigadziriswe nyaya dzemihoro zvekushandisa muzvipatara nezvimwe zvakadaro. Hurumende yakatora danho rekudzinga vose vana mukoti ivavo vari 16,000 basa, asi tinonzwa kuti vamwe vanenge vari kunzi vatanga zvakare kunyorera kuti vadzoke pamabasa, sekurudzira yakatwawo nehurumende yekuti vanoda mabasa ngavanyorere. Nevamwe vakanga vasina kunge vawana mabasa asi vari vana mukoti, nevamwewo vakanga vaenda pamudyandigere vatingati maretired nurse vari kunzi dzokai mwane mabasa. Asi hurumende iri kushoropodzwa zvikuru neveruzhinji, kusanganisirawo masangano evashandi nesangano guru rinomirira vashandi reZCTU. Tiri kuona vakanyorawo gwaro vachishoropodza danho iro rehurumende rekudzinga vana mukoti panzvimbo yekugadzirisa zvichemo zvavo. Tanzwawo kuti vana mukoti vatotanga kuwana tsamba dzekumiswa mabasa, nokuti ndeimwe nyaya yaitaurwa nevanhu kuti hongu makataura kuti mavadzinga asi hapana chinoratidza kuti makavadzinga mabasa. So the government or the health services board has started issuing termination letters to those affected nurses. Saka ndo nyaya tikurukure nhasi ntungamiri.
Yebo, kunjalo Jonga, lichona njani makhaya. Utaba esingalo lamhlanje ku Live Talk lutaba lokukhalala umsebenzi kwabongi labongikazi amanesi phela. Lizakhumbula ukubana asekulanga lesihlanu ekhalale umsebenzi. Uhulumende ngakolunye uhlangothi esithi silixotshile lonke eliphakathi kokukhalala umsebenzi, okungabongi labongikazi abaningi mpela abayi 16,000 okubikwa sebexotshwe umsebenzi nguhulumende. Kodwa bona bathi kabakwamukeli njalo khonoko baya emthethwandaba. Sikhuluma nje, they say that Jonga today that their representatives will, you know, try to continue negotiating with the authorities. Kodwa bathe in the meantime sebe hamba ke emthethwandaba inhlanganiso emela abongi labongikazi ke leyo. ezibhedlela eziningi umoma ubikwa ungamuhle mpela ngoba isikolane nxa sifika ezibhedlela zamukelwa yibo abonge labongikazi ngakho ke njengoba bengekho emsebenzini gabakho abamukela isigulane umumo ubikwa ungamuhle. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje ukuthi lilubona njani udaba lolo kwenzakalayo. Uhulumende bayamsola abaningi bathi ubaba uChiwenga ngoba nguye oyethule umbiko ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende lezi sezixotshiwe umsebenzi kodwa abaningi bathi ngisho lamagqwetha amela alwela amalungelo oluntu lalwela amalungelo esebenzi athi hayi bo kwenziwe uhulumende lokhu kakukho emthethweni awusoze nje umane uthi umuntu sexotshiwe emsebenzini ungazange wambiza edale wazomthonisa ukubana kathi uhambe kanjani ekukhalaleni umsebenzi umthetho akwenzakalanga lokho. Njalo incwadi bebengakazitholi sizwile ukuthi abanye ungane sebezitholile lamhla kodwa asazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje jo.
Rigaiti yeuchidze vateereri kuti vanokwanisa kupinda muchirongwa vakafona panhamba dzinoti 001-202-619-2077. The number again 001-202-619-2077. Yei nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ntungabili tanzwa kuti tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga pachirongwa tina Dr. Frank Guni vanove nyanzvi munyadzi utano kana public health consultant vakarerekerawo zvavo kubato reZANU PF vari muno muWashington DC. Tatiti vabate nenyaya yekuti inyaya dzeutano dzatiri kukurukura iyi nyanzvi munyadzi zveutano. Dr. Guni makadi?
Tiripo makadiko makadi vateereri vakateerera kuchiteerere nyika yese.
Aiwa tinoimba kuti vateereri vapenyu asi dambudziko ndiroro rekuti varwere vanenge vachitarisira kunge vachiwana kubatsirwa asi mamiriro akaita zvinhu muzvipatara zvehurumende haana kumira zvakanaka nekuramwa mabasa kuri kuitwa navana mukoti. Imiwo zvii zvamungataura nekuti chikuru chataa kutarisa tichienda mberi hachisi chekuti varamwa mabasa, taakutarisa matano atorwa nehurumende nedanho riri kuimbiswawo nesangano reZimbabwe Nurses Association riri kuenda kumatare nenyaya yekuti vamiswa basa.
Isu takamirira utano hwevanhu tinoti chinofanira kuendeswa pamberi utano hwevanhu. Nyaya dzemari dzemihoro kana zvimwe zvichemo zviripo kuti muchipatara hamina mishonga ichokwadi, asi taikurudzira zvikuru kuti vakoti venyu nematiremba vatange kuisa upenyu hwevanhu pamberi. Zvanga zvakakodzera kuti vadzokere kumabasa vaite mabasa avo vachikurukurirana nehurumende neparutivi, nekuti kuramba mabasa kunoita kuti vanhu vakawanda varasikirwe neupenyu, urwere hukure huwande munyika medu, zvoita kuti nyika yedu isava neupenyu hwakanaka. Devanhu tisa kudzokera kumabasa vachitaurirana nehurumende, sezvo hurumende yatorakidza mweya wakanaka nekuvapa imwe mari yatinonzwa kuti yasvika 17 miriyoni inonzi inobhadhara zvimwe zvikwereti zvedzimwe vimbiso dzanga dzakaitwa nechekare. Saka taikurudzira zvikuru chaizvo vanamukoti vedu, our nurses who have been gallant in standing for the health of Zimbabweans, they should continue providing health care because people's health comes first. And I think they should focus on providing health as well as negotiating with the government simultaneously.
But Dr. Guni, some people would want to argue that the government may take advantage of the situation to force these nurses to go to work because they work for, as you are saying, that they should prioritize people's health. But also the government should prioritize its workers' welfare because this is not new. This has been going on for long.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But let's be realistic. We have a government that has been in power for less than 4 months. They are trying to fix everything that has been broken. And I think the very fact that they put $17 million to address some of the issues that the healthcare workers are raising is a good faith measure. And I don't think We can work on assumptions that the government will renege or negate their obligations in the future because they have already shown a good fight. At the same time, I also think that the actions taken by our government of unilateral dismissal of our nurses is beyond what should take place. I think that the action should be reversed, or alternatively, all our health workers should be allowed to come back to work. Yes, the government should prioritize not only the wealth of health workers, but also the resources that are needed to provide these services. Healthcare is an essential element for human survival, not just for economic and prosperous development of our nation.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Ntungamile.
And we are joined now by our second guest. And that's going to be Dr. Ruth Ndobonde of the Human Rights, Zimbabwe Human Rights.
She's the former chairperson of the Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights.
There you go. Yes. Dr. Bonde, good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
What's your take on all, you know, this crazy stuff going on? We are told the situation is not, you know, very good in many hospitals. And as you'd know, the government says it has fired all 16,000 striking doctors. What's your take on that?
The striking doctors. When I see the health system in Zimbabwe at the moment, and the leadership within the health sector, we seem to be doing a lot of firefighting because, you know, there was a lot of fire around hospital doctors, and the issue was negotiated and finished, and then immediately they asked for another issue with nurses. Tomorrow will be another issue with another sector of the health system. And people don't really seem to have, you know, a holistic approach to things that have been plaguing the health system for a long time. It is obvious that our health system in Zimbabwe at the moment and for the past decade has been grossly underfunded. And for the resources, and we've been very donor dependent. And these our development, the development and improvement of our health system, there hasn't been any evidence of all of this.
Dr. Bonde, your line is very bumpy. We will cut it and call you right back.
All right, that's excellent.
Thank you. Meanwhile, timbozokera kuna Dr. Guni. Vaguni mambotaura ne 17 million. Just to get things straight, that 17 million, according to the Nurses Association, varikuti imari yema areas ekudhara ndofunga ya 2010 kana kuti somewhere way back. Saka, it's not something new. I think that yaka nangana nezvichemo zvevanamukoti zvavarikura mwira mabasa pari zvino.
Be that as it may, the fact of the matter is, even though if these are areas going back to 2010, we have had a government in place in 2010. But we have a government now, a new government, a new dispensation under Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, which has shown its commitment to addressing these needs by providing this money, even those outstanding areas. They have provided this money as a good faith measure. And I think the Nurses Association and all public health workers should take this as something very positive, because since 2010 they have been having all these same issues, and the government that was in place then is not addressing. And now we have a government that is committing itself to address those problems going back as far as 8 years ago. And I think the health workers should appreciate that and accept that as a good faith measure. And continue to provide the essential services to Zimbabweans while demanding the resources that they need to do their work and the remuneration that they need in order to live in a good and prosperous Zimbabwe. I think we are beginning to see what others have called political activism in provision of healthcare services. And I don't think that's a good idea. In as much as people are saying government is suspicious, we are also beginning to suspect some of the leadership of the healthcare services, which is very unfortunate. Because we are looking at the health care of the nation, and it is very, very imperative that we address both the needs of the nurses, the resources that are needed in our hospitals and public health institutions, as well as the health needs of Zimbabwe. Without nurses, we cannot provide essential and adequate services to all Zimbabweans as required by law. And I think the nurses should give the new government the benefit of that.
All right, vagoni ramba henyu muri parunare asi pamuri panenge pane ruzha kune background noise iri kuti pindei muchitaura. Dr. Bonde, tinokugamuchirai zvakare pachirongwa. Regai timbotora mutereri tozonzwa kuna Dr. Bonde. Makadi mutereri wedu. Hello.
Hello.
Ndiani vati kutaura nawo?
Tapiwa Nyanduru.
Vanyanduru makadi.
Tipo makadiwo.
Tiri wapenyu taura henyu.
Ndanga ndichida kutaura hangu ndichiti hongu manesi tinonzwisisa zvichemo zvavo. Asi tichitarisa vanhu kufa kuri kuita vanhu nekukosha kwehealth yevanhu dai vambovaone mwoyo wekuva nenyika yavo kuti zvibiko zvavapiwa nehurumende because kada kutarisa zvikwereti zviri kumasureka maministries mazhinji nyika yacho haifambi nyika ichangotanga kuda kuzama kutsvaka mainvestors kuda kutsvaga kuti ifambe so we must support one another hakuna ministry yakamira zvakanaka ini njori kueducation zvakawanda zviri kuti kada kudzokera kumasure tozoita senge nyika yenobva yatomira so I'm definitely encouraging manesis kuti yes tinomira navo zvishuwa tinoona zvichemo zvavo but dai vambokoshesawo life yavanhu sei vachitaura varipo tichiendera mberi
ini hangu handisi mukoti asi ndikangopindawo mushangu dzavo ndinogona kukupai mubvunzo wekuti imi muri kuti vana mukoti vanzwire tsitsi hurumende nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka mumapazi ose uye hurumende iri kutadzawo nei kunzwira vanhu vayo tsitsi kuti vagadzirisirewo upenyuwavo
iri kuona senge iri kuzama asi munoona chinyika tichitarisa Zimbabwe neikonomi yanga yatofa zvekuti hapana dhipatimendi raishanda saka munhu wese angatoise tools down but was just saying Zimbabwe let us try to build what we are having and see if we don't come up with something because if we put tools down we don't support the government it's putting efforts trying to engage partners trying to make up a relationship that is broken down because of Robert Mugabe's time so we just want to give it time zvafanana nekuti kana mota yange yatoita engine overlock inotoitwa mbichana ichiumbiridzwa saka ndo zvakaita Zimbabwe ichiri kutoumbiridzwa inotoda nguva
thank you so much munogona kutaura sindebele here
mbichana ndione ndinobata bata
aiwaaitama
ukuluma mbichana isindebele
kancane
ya kancane mbichana kuti siyacela avongi siyacela kuti impilo yavanzi special is important
hayi siyabonga Nyandoro ngokungena kuhlelo
thank you very much
ngumlaleli wethu-ke lo ubaba uNyandoro uthi yena usebenzela uhulumende ukugatsha lwezemfundo uthi yebo uyakunanzelela konke okuthukuthelisa abongi labongikazi uthi uyazinanzelela izikhalazo zabo kubana izikhalazo eziqotho mpela kodwa uthi ngapha bale sihawu babuyele emsebenzini basebenze ilizwe liye phambili ngoba izinto kazimanga kuhle esibhedlela lapha abantu babikwa kwezinye izibhedlela bephenduswa bengelatshwanga like labona liza khumbula ukubana kumaviki ambalwa edlule ngenyanga edlule sibone njalo abongi laba besiya bekhalala umsebenzi bebambane labo dokotela kodwa ngaleso sikhathi ukukhalala umsebenzi bekungokwabo dokotela baze bathola abakufunayo uhulumende ubengezelele iholo basebebuyela ke emsebenzini kodwa abongi labongikazi labo bahambileke ekukhalaleni umsebenzi uhulumende iresponse wathi sesilixotshile lonke longu 16,000 okumangalisa abanengi ubaba uthi wenga uthi okukhanya kufuqa abantu laba jonga kufuqa abongi laba yikuthi mhlawumbe kabalithandi bandla lezanu PF uthe ekhuluma wathi is politically motivated and ngizwa ubaba uguni ungani uyakusekela. I also hear Dr. Guni supporting that, but with due respect, that doesn't make any sense at all for a whole government to think that you know, a whole bunch of its, you know, civil servants are supporters of the opposition. That doesn't fly. Doesn't make sense for me that 16,000 nurses would all, you know, go on strike just to jeopardize ZANU PF and the government from winning elections. I'm sorry, that doesn't fly.
Okay, ntungaregai timbunzi kune mutereri sataenda kuna Dr. Bonde vadzoka pachirongwa paita mutereri pinda pachirongwa. Makadi mukoma Patrick.
Inofara makadini.
Takasimba, muri kufona muri kupi?
Ndiri mu South Africa, ndiri pano pa Lions.
Pakanaka, tipeiwo maonero ine mamiriro akaita zvinhu muzvipatara zvehurumende kumusha kukurama mabasa kwaana mukoti nedanho rehurumende rekuvadzinga mabasa. Asi ivo vari kutiwo vakuronga kuendawo kudarire pamusoro kukwidza nyaya iyoyi yekudzingwa mabasa. Tiudzewo kuti mungaitonga sei nyaya.
Hai, pakutanga ndoda kuonesana na chiremba varutaura variko pa.
Ne Dr.
Guni. Andine munoona kuna doctor. Vana chiremba va, as far as we are concerned, this thing is not just a joke, it's a calling. Ukaona munhu onzi ndimukoti, asibasa rekuti munhu anongoforera nekuti ari kutsvaga mari. Inyaya yekuti ane mwoyo wekuti abate nevarwere nevari kutambudzika vari muzvipatara. Handiti iwo vanoona sekunge kustrika kwavaita is overboard campaigning kana kuti kuda kuti vari kuda kuwedzerwa mari zvokungotsvaga. Vanhu ava vanhu vane mhuri, vane vana vari kuenda kuchikoro, vane maexpenses anoda kubhadharwa, so they can not just suffer nekuti vari kuda kubatsira vanhu ava. It's not about campaigning this thing. Vanhu vanofanira kutonzwisawo kuti vanhu vane mhuri, vane upenyu hunoda kurarama. They cannot just live muchipatara nekuti vari kuda kuseva vanhu ava. Ivo vajei vafamba nei kuti vasvike kuchipatara iri kuti vanorapisa vanhu. Handizvi zvinhu zvofanira kutariswawo kuvanhu ivavo.
Aiwa, maita basa mkoma
pati.
Taurai.
Take down tivanu, vapa nziti sepa poli. Take a politics per side. Nukuti right now, apa nanzo, wachi kukotu wa chitaura, this is a new dispensation. Ishengu pinda pa kutonga. So, kata ustaka tivanu, neso ari mu parliament, kana tivari pa utongi u mchua washi uruguta kwa nesho. Nini, na, taka vana wa kubagudara. Andisi, chachinja hapa chi, kubakwa ya tewa mkade ni jifo tiaka bikwa. But, neso ari kuzio situation ilipo. And what were they doing before? Are they trying to say kuti Mugabe was the only person angachikontrola Mugari ega kabata nyika? Or else nayo vanga vari paside, vanhu vanga vachipusha variko. Handizi, this is not a new thing chekuti chazopinda nekuti Mnangagwa avapo. Mnangagwa from all alone kubva kwakabva akabva naMugabe achiziva this thing. Chisha akaita kuti nevangu maminista variko chii pamusoro pezvese this whole thing.
Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru mukoma Patrick. Thank you so much mukoma Patrick. Totenda. Yes,
okay,
our caller, Ntungamili, Mkoma Patrick, is in South Africa. He says, you know, people are not nurses or doctors because of money, but it's a calling that they have to be there. But also they have families to look after, and the government should consider that. He's saying it's not anything politically motivated, as the government alleges, and what Dr. Guni said.
It's a calling konapo ngoba. Akukho lula, you know, it's not an easy thing for these healthcare people deserve our respect, really. You know, what they go through, you know, caring for our mothers, brothers, sisters, caring for ourselves, they go through a lot.
So, Dr. Bonde, you heard from our callers and also from our guest, Dr. Frank Guni. What's your reaction or response to all this?
Well, I think that, there is overwhelming understanding in the nation about the need to take care of our human resources in health. And, you know, I wanted to just give you an example to say when I was a junior doctor, the entire value of my salary was $20. So this is not a new issue. But this is an issue which shows something systemic, which doesn't allow political will around health. Because we just had a new budget which was announced in December there by the new administration. Yet still the allocation for health, for the Ministry of Health to function, was still, you know, the same. It was still around 8%, which they've had, you know, 8% for the past 2 decades. So there hasn't been any understanding of saying now we're in a new dispensation. We need political will being translated into something tangible. We need to see that new political will translating into more resources being put towards the health sector. You know, where we are now, we can't do with rhetoric. We need action. We need finance. We need money. You know, tomorrow it will be another problem in the health sector, which becomes an emergency. I mean, we're up now and underlying cases of cholera, you know, and that's an emergency, you know. And that's another fire which is going to be put out after the nurses come back. You know, so we're just going to go from one fire to another fire to another fire because the plan which is there in place right now for public health management is not robust and is not resilient to deal with the real core problems which exist in the health sector.
Thank you there, Dr. Bonde. And please do stay on the line as well as Dr. Guni. Ngesathe umlalele ecingweni lapha undiweni kunjani baba ndiweni
Ngiyaphila baba linjani
Hayi siyaphila nxa uphila
Ekakhulu baba
Aha singenile kuhlelo uyizwile indaba
Ngizwe kuhle indaba le iyangishisa kakhulu lokho engiyilalele nje khonapha nje emsakazweni wami yabona ukuqala kungakhulunywa ukuthi umbuso lo ungumbuso omutsha okuthiwa ungaphansi kwe 4 months akumbani okwaziyo esikhwameni sendoda ukuthi indoda ilemalini and singabala khona lokhu yinto esemuva ama-backloads la akhona okumele ukuthi alungiswe kudala okay okunye kukhona ngokuthi uhulumende ngawuthe ezibona ukuthi sesengumntwana usesemncane kakakwanise kodwa wabuya wabuyela futhi kwiziqhathwa zakhe aziqhathileyo akhulumisane labo ngoba indaba le indaba ekudala kade lokhu ibanjwa ngama negotiators ngathi ama unions ama nurses and so ngesigaba esinjalo bekufanele ukuthi yena akuzwisise abatshele futhi ukuthi hayi madoda okwakhathi izinto zaxakekile ngiyafisa lami ukuthi ngilincedise ngakho konke likudingayo bese kusiba yindlela yokuthi bona lohulumende babambisane kodwa kalesi hulumende angabuya eselamandla okuthi athi ngaliqotha umsebenzi 16,000 people ukuphela ukuthini ngoba right now kalesi sokuthiwa kulabantu aba government futhi ukuthi baqhathe kulenye i-backload yabantu vele ehleziyo engasebenziyo akungitshela ukuthi ilizwe leli lingaba layo yini i-way forward kumbe is going down can understand abantu bayafa vele siyagula have this and that kodwa asikhangeleni even emaceleni amazwe angomakhelwane lakithi ukuthi asebenzisane even khona ngapho phesheya likubona njani right khathi sibebe ku-commonwealth be-expect ukuthi iZimbabwe ijoyine ingene ku-commonwealth izangena yini isehle yayenza this thing ngoba kathi isihle yarula nge-iron hand ma isithi iyaqotha abantu abangu-16,000 ngesizathu sokuthi why behambe ku-strike ngama-reasons azakalayo aqotho a-strike
Hayi siyabonga ndiweni usithayela ungapi
Ngisenkayi
Aha, inkai. Vakona mhlawumbe abake baya emakliniki kumbe esibhedlela khona ngapho obaziyo. Baphenduka bengakutholanga ukwelatshwa ngoba honestly bebengekho.
Hayi, wela kithi lapha kangakuzwa kwinto okufana nalokho. Sile klinika esezinyangeni, sile sibhedlela esisenkayi. Hayi, bengazwanga into efana naleyo ukuthi kulomuntu owaye esibhedlela waphenduka engelatshwanga. Ningazi mhlambe njengoba kungani kukhulunywa ngobhulawayo lweHarare.
Aha, khona ngapho bayasebenza bonke.
Bayasebenza obonke.
Aha, hayi siyabonga ungena kuhlelo ndiwena.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba.
Aha, at least we are having some good news from Kai ndiwena is saying you know, they have nurses in their community clinic and the hospital are at work.
They are at work?
Yes.
They never went on strike?
I didn't pose that question, okay. But he says
they are at work.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Guni. Hello, Dr. Guni. Tirikunzwa zviri kuchemerwa nana mukoti zvimwe chete izvo zvizhinji zvaingo chemerwa navana chiremba vari kuti better working conditions, we can't look at patients dying in hospitals because we have no resources. Ndo zvimwe zvaingo taurwa navana chiremba. Tinoona kuti mwedzi wapera vana chiremba vakanga vari pakura mama basa. Chii chiri kuda kuti hurumende isagadzirise zvinhu izvozvi nokuti ndo zvichemo zviri kungobatwa nevanhu vari mubazi rezveutano.
Dr. Guni, musati mapindura ndimbowedzera ipapo mukoma wangu. One of the most basic things vana mukoti chavari kuda magloves. Vakala ngama gloves vati vasebenza bevamba izigulane vengagqokanga ama gloves ngoba ama gloves gako. Uhulumende
can afford to buy
ama gloves. Go ahead, Babu Guni.
Thank you, Walankom. So let me start by saying the nurses and doctors in Zimbabwe are patriotic Zimbabweans. We have sacrificed all this time to stay in Zimbabwe and provide services. They could have easily gone to the diaspora and earned more money. So we thank them for that. Back to my brother Jongasi's first question, why is it that the government is not providing the necessary resources and the remuneration for our healthcare workers? The simple answer is the government has no money. And the little money that is there needs to be reprioritized. The major problem we're having right now is like one of your listeners was saying, every government ministry is in trouble. Every service that the government provides is in trouble because there is an inadequacy of resources. But even the little resources, the very definition of economics is that you best allocate the resources that you have. We need to reprioritize, reallocate the resources that we have to services that are necessary. For instance, the very issue that we are raising that in clinics and in hospitals, simple protective clothing like gloves, simple things like thermometers and stethoscopes are not available. That's not acceptable because we have the money to buy those things. Those things are not expensive. Just one car, the cost of one car, can supply a rural clinic for 3 months. So it means that the government needs to reorient itself to the reality of today. Yes, the nurses have a right to go to court to demand a better working environment, but they have to do that recognizing the fact that people are dying. The fact that they are staying at home while negotiating does not save lives. Let them do the best they can with the little they have while negotiating. And again, I shudder to repeat myself, the new government has already shown a commitment by providing a lump sum of $17 million. The healthcare workers need to keep pressing to say, sure, you have addressed past grievances, but there are current issues that need to be addressed now. While doing that, continue to provide services to Zimbabweans, because ultimately, those are the same people that we took the Hippocratic Oath to provide services to.
A lump sum of, $17 million that goes to arrears again, I should repeat,
yes.
Which was, wasn't going to be paid most probably if these people are not going on strike.
Yes. Maybe Dr. Bonde can chip in there. Hello, Dr. Bonde.
Yes, kulomsindo. Dr. Guni, lapho khona ngekuzama ukutsheta kancane, is a very noisy environment.
Oh, sorry, I'm talking to you, man.
Okay. Dr. Bonde, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You know, I think that we cannot downplay the labor rights of the nurses. And sometimes when, like for the example of the sudden dismissal, you know, the impact of something like that on the loss of institutional memory, the loss of technical expertise, you know, which has taken years to build up within the nurses, you know, the country is actually losing more out of those kind of decisions. You know, so yes, I mean, everyone would like the nurses to come back to work and for them to negotiate while giving services. But you can understand their the nurses' misgivings because, you know, there has been a history of the government not meeting their commitments. And so you can imagine the skepticism, you know, amongst the nurses when they are saying, well, we've dealt with the state before and the state has been disingenuous. You know, we're talking about arrears which amount to 17 million which haven't been paid. What is it, 8 to 10 years?
Yes.
It doesn't foster a relationship of trust, even in negotiations. You know, these are two parties who are entering negotiations where suspicion already exists. You know, it becomes very difficult. So, yes, the nurses should go to seek legal recourse. But, you know, it's not too late for the government to back down on the decision to dismiss the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's too late. You know, I think that, you know, for the sake of lives, I mean, I heard on an earlier bulletin that, you know, 4 newborn babies have died in an institution in the country. You know, you can imagine that the 9 months of investing in a pregnancy, which, you know, you don't get your child at the end of it just because of a failed labor negotiation, you know. That's got devastating. It's a devastating event to happen, you know, in terms of, you know, at an individual level, and those are the real stories which this impasse between the nurses and the state have resulted in loss of lives, and we need to do everything that we can to curb the loss of lives, because really, what is more precious than life? There's nothing.
Yeah, thank you there, Dr. Bonde Rambai Muriparunari. Timbotora Mtereri, Stati Ubaba, Undlovu. Kunjani, Ndlovu, enkulu?
Yes.
Baba, Undlovu?
Yeah, Ubaba, Ninjani.
Ayi, siyaphila unjani lawo?
Ayi, kala kusizi.
Oh, kwehlule imbuzi ngelanga lekhisimuzi lokho.
Yebo baba.
Yeah, usexhuma kuphi?
Ngise South Africa.
Aha, singenele uhlelo akusiphathisi.
Ngendlela embona ngakhona. Ngibona ngani ubaba uShiwenga nabantu nalenye icabinet yakhe. Sengisho laba bantu abavumelane nabo ukuthi onesi mabaxoshwe. Bathathe isinqumo esirongo bona yiba basithathe engqondweni zabo sibe political, kanti onesi bona kabayenzanga nge-political, bayenze ngenxa yokuthi bafuna izidingo zabo, not in political. Bona engqondweni zabo abathatha kanjalo, okuwukuthi yinto erongo leyo abayenzileyo vele. Abantu bafanele ukuthi bona bekhulumisane nabo, bebabonise ukuthi uma ni-striker ingozi lapha nalapha nalapha, futhi bengasho ukuthi khona i-government ayinamali. uma ke kuthi government ingena imali nokuba umlanga wakho kufanele ukuthi ume ngena ku position ekhetha ama minister wakhe nama members of parliament ukubonisa ukuthi izwelana nabantu baseZimbabwe ukuthi bayahlupheka akamemezele ngelinye ilanga ukuthi hayi yabona kule inyanga wuye upresident ngama deputy yakhe ngama minister wakhe ngama member of parliament bazothola ihalf yomholo okukhombisa ukuthi igovernment ayinamali kube clear kuwo wonke umuntu manje into esiyibonayo sibona ukuthi uthi igovernment ayinamali kodwa bona baqhubeka bekhona kanti bona bayithola apha eyabo abangakhona ukuthola leyo kuholisa abanye abantu bayithola apha imali yokuthenga izimoto abangakhona ukuholisa laba abantu ikuphi okubalulekileyo lapho and okunye futhi engikubonayo abayicabangelanga izani zabantu babethatha lesi sinqumo baphushe i-enga yabo ngoba le nto ngempela ngempela iyodala umsindo omkhulu ngoba izanu izoyehlisa amavoti kuzanu ngoba i-trust yabo siyekuthile ngoba bakhombise ukuthi nabo banesandla esilukhulu esifana nesa-president umgaqo
hayi siyabonga
banikeza abantu leyo view efana naleyo ukuthi izanu yamavoti ezanu edobhalathi kuyezanu amanye sezobaleko okusho ukuthi vele sebeyenza inkinga enkulu enkulu ngaphansi uma bengayirivesa ngicabanga ukuthi bengaba ngcono kodwa uma bengayirivesanga vele sebenenkinga enkulu abayirivese beruthise nemikholo yabo for 1 month nje kuphela okukhombisa ukuzwelana nelizwe ukuthi alinamali hhayi ukuthi kutshela ilizwe ukuthi alinamali kodwa beqhubeka befona abanye abantu bengafoni angiyiboni ukuthi kuliqiniso leyo
khona ngapha emzansi bayake bekhalala umsebenzi nabongi labo dokotela
bayakhalala ngempela kodwa bakazi bexoshwa
hayi siyabonga ungena uhlelo Ndlovu enkulu
ye bayakhalala ngempela kukhulunyiswane kuzogcina kufika kusivumelane la abavumelana ngakhona bebuyele emsebenzini like manje abantu bamabhasi abadrayiva bamabhasi bakhalelile umsebenzi the whole South Africa very few abahambayo but angeke beze bexoshwe ama-union azobamela bekhuluma ngithile ukuze kufika kusivumelane saleyo mali la makhampani azoyanelisa baphinde bebuye futhi ngoba amanye akhona amabhasi asosa i-government amanye vela ku-private bazobuya kwisivumelane phinde bebuye kanti bona umane bexoshe bonke la bantu abaningi kangaka iyasithusa le nto ukuthi kanti abacabangeki zonke lezi mdlalo esifundisayo laba bantu
hayi siyabonga ungena uhlelo Ndlovu enkulu
siyabonga baba
Yeah, that's Ndlovu there, Jonga. Bati bata wari ku South Africa. Anzi, urumende yakakanganisa by, you know, terminating all these nurses. And anzi, Ndlovu, the government should reinstate all of them without conditions. And also as a gesture of goodwill, all the ministers should take a pay cut just for 1 month.
That's a good proposal. Sounds but good. Will they accept that?
your guess is as good as mine.
Dr. Guni. Hello, Dr. Guni. Yes, many Zimbabweans have been complaining that government officials, when they fall ill, they go to South Africa, where nurses there are well paid. Government hospitals there are well equipped and they have drugs. Instead of making sure that their hospitals in Zimbabwe are as good as those in South Africa, the nurses are paid as good as those in South Africa. What's your take on that?
Well, I do agree that we have a serious crisis in Zimbabwe. But I think at the end of the day, we need to look at solutions. What are viable solutions that we have? On one end, we all know that the government of Zimbabwe is broke. But again, like I said before, we need to reprioritize the little resources that we have so that they go to the necessary essential services that ensure that our people are safe, are healthy, and do not die unnecessarily. Including things like food security and so forth. It's unacceptable that our elected officials go on a medical tourism to other countries. Because all it says is that we are not able to prioritize the health of our nation, because that's where the priority should be. The priority should be to improving the services, improving the conditions of service for our health workers, including all other civil servants, improving the resources that are needed in order to provide those resources, to provide those services. For instance, we need our hospitals to be fully equipped and fully stocked with the necessary medical equipment and drugs. We need our health workers to have a motivation to go to work, not to go to work and look miserable when they look at people and yet they can't do anything. We cannot turn public health institutions into prescription centers where people just go and get a prescription to go and buy everything. That's not an essential service provision, a function of the government. The government is not a private sector, and therefore we should reprioritize our resources to ensure that we have a healthy nation. All our government officials, I think the president should issue a proclamation that all government officials must be treated in Zimbabwe unless if it's really a critical condition which cannot be taken care of in our country. That will begin the reallocation of the necessary resources to our public health sector system.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni.
Dr. Bonde, muri kuzviona sei pari zvino tokunzwa kuti va Kembo Mohadi umusekeri kamongameri vanova mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika vari kuSouth Africa vari kurapwa havazi kunzwa mushe. Uyezve tinoziva nenguva yava Mugabe vasati vapiti gurwa vaigara vachimhanya vachienda kunyika dzakasiyana siyana zvikuru sei kuSingapore kunorapwa ikoko vanhu vachigunun'una kuti haiwa musa makauraya zvipatara zvedu imimi nevana venyu makunorapwa kune dzimwe nyika asi tokuona pari zvinhu vamugabe avo vapa zororo vakembo Mohadi tokuona vari kuSouth Africa uko muri kuzvionawo sei nyaya iyi yemakurukota ehurumende anomhanyira kunorapwa panze kwenyika zvinhu zvichiondomoka muzvipatara zvehurumende.
Nyaya iyi iri paviri, handiti chekutanga kodzero yekuti munhu achuze kuti anoda kurapiwa kupi iri pane munhu chi munhu wese, handiti including chi vatungamiriri wedu, handiti naivo vane kodzero yekuchuza kuti ndinoda kurapwa chi kupi, handiti saka iyo toisa chi nyaya iyoyo paside, handiti vanofanirwa kuchuza voenda kwavanoita se kwavanoda. Number two, semutungamiriri manje, handiti ka pavanenge vachiita maota waya kuti vari kuda kushandira nyika, handiti ka ngavachionekwa vachishandira chi nyika yacho iyoyo vachiita zvinoita se zvinodiwa kuti zvipatara zvacho zvezvezvo zvemuno zvacho zvinenge zvakaita se zvakanaka. Izvinezvi constitution yedu, bumbiro redu remutemo rakanaka because rine maprovisions right to health care, handiti saka watungamiriri wedu tinovatarisira kuti wasungwe nechi nebumbiro redu remutemo, handitika rekuti waite sei wagadzirise mahospital zvekuti munhu azoenda kunorapwa kupi nekupika ikodzerochi dzake, but isusu tinenge tichitarisira kuti kubasa anenge asiyaita sei ashanda nemazvo zvinenge zvichimusunda nechi neconstitution yedu iripo. Hatina comment yekuti munhu anganorapwa kwaanoda, anoenda kunorapwa kwaanoda nekuti ikodzero chi dzake. Asi kana waenda kunorapwa kwaunenge waita, siya wagona chi, siya wagona basa kumusha.
Ipapo Dr. Bonde ndo pane nyaya ipapo, nokuti vamwe havachaona sekunge kodzero dzemunhu ndo dzaari kuteera, asi vakuona kunge ari kutiza mamiriro akaita zvinhu muzvipatara zvomunyika, saka akuenda kunze.
Zvinorwadza, zvinorwadza kana vanhu veruzhinji vachiita sei vachitarisa manje, handitika vachiona kuti makliniks edu ekumaruwa unika kuinana paracetamol anditika nemishonga yatinotenderwa nemadona asi imwe yese panenge pasina mishonga anditi saka munhu angaregedzi kurwadziwa idzo nyama dzake dzichiita sei dzichirwadza saka wanhu wanenge wane justification yekuti wangazvitaura izvozvo kuti ngei wachibuda wachienda anditi justification yacho iripo nekuti vanhu vanenge vachiona kuti zvipatara zvaondomoka I think that's the best word which I can use, you know, in this context. Kuti kuondomoka kwezvipatara ndozviri kuita kuti vanhu vagunun'une kuti asi inini nekuti munesi homwe dziri kupfasvukira handitika ko isusu vanhu vanotambura tinorapirwawo chikupi kana muchisiya basa renyu musina kuita si musina kuita
Thank you there, Dr. Bonde. Rambai maka bata muri parunare. Si tate umlaleli umtabisi. Kunjani mtabisi? Hello, mtabisi?
If you'd like to make a call,
Bona, lukumile ucingo luka mtabisi konapo. Kotoa besi lo. Udokotela Bonde usanda kukhuluma lapho bengimbuzile ukubana izicukutwane zikahulumende esikhathini esiningi nxa zithe zagula zibalekela eSouth Africa zibalekela phesheya ukuya kwelatshwa ngoba zile mali kanti labantwabazo labo bayelatshwa phesheya kodwa mina lawe singagulelwa singagula isiya esibhedlela zekhaya ezingela mithi okulabo dokotela abakhala lomsebenzi okulabo bongi labongikazi abakhala lomsebenzi bembuza ke ukuthi uthini ngalabo ababalekela eSouth Africa bebalekele phesheya liyazi ukubana ubaba uKhemo Mohadi akezwa kuhle okwamanje useSouth Africa uyatsho udokotela Bonde uthi hayi kulilungelo lakhe wonke umuntu ukubana akhethe ukuthi uyelatshwa ngaphi yabo ngiyavumelana la khonapho kodwa nxa yini eliphethe intambo kuhulumende selibaleka lonke lisiyaphandle kusuka kunga-reflect very well gini kusuka ungalifaki emfanekisweni omuhle Dr. Guni, let's talk about the Abuja Declaration, which was agreed upon in 2001, I think, by all African leaders. And essentially, the agreement was that all African countries should allocate 15%, at least 15% of their national budgets to the health sector. Many African nations have not been able to achieve that, but Zimbabwe, being among them, is faring badly on that. What's your take on that 15% aspect and where we are supposed to be heading as you know, Zimbabwe in terms of health care?
Well, let me start by saying our state of affairs with regards to the Abuja Declaration is quite deplorable. I happen to have been there with then Vice President Joseph Musika in Abuja when that declaration was signed. I was part of the team that negotiated that declaration on the side of the government of Zimbabwe. And right now I can tell you that the contribution to the health sector by the government of Zimbabwe is less than 6%. Whereas the minimum should be 15%. So we are way off the mark. And we certainly should do more. And I hope and trust that as the new government comes into place after the elections, which are happening in July, we will certainly have a new government that looks at these priorities, and reallocate the necessary resources. Let me also touch on an issue that Dr. Bonde raised, the question of human rights and the choice of individuals to choose wherever they want to have healthcare services. In our current setting in Zimbabwe, the very fact that our politicians and our leaders are going outside of Zimbabwe to seek medical healthcare in other countries, it's not about choice. It's simply because the healthcare sector in Zimbabwe is on its knees. So when there are no choices, it's not a choice. if it's a choice for politicians to go and seek health care outside of Zimbabwe, what about the rest of Zimbabweans? They don't have that choice. So it's not a choice. A choice means that you have options. You can pick one or the other. But in this case, that's not the case. That's why I was advocating that the government should provide a new moratorium that forbids our elected leaders to go and seek health care services unless if it's something that cannot be taken care of in Zimbabwe. We pray for our Vice President, Kemba Mahadi, who has been treated in South Africa. It is my understanding that the condition requires services that cannot be provided in Zimbabwe right now.
Doctor.
But in general, we do need to ensure that we allocate the necessary resources.
Hapana mwa muna anobwa kuno South Africa kana kukupi achinora kwa kuzimbabwe atidi. Ngawanya sotaure necha izo cha izo kuti kuzimbabwe hakuna kana ke. Ndoyo wanu kutiza. Ngawa gazirize. Na indivi mjato pama sanction kuti rapa ikoko wa gazirize ikoko. Izusu kana chiri kuno kana usimba pepa. Wanoyo wa sinaba pepa kuna harapi. Kunze kwa wane mapepa muno. Ndi wane itasi isu muna haka vero kuzimbabwe kwa zora kwa kuno. Tunacho kwa dipapu. Maimbo onde mkulo wa imbuka maka wiga mpini. Nyazo taura ita uchaisho kuti kuzimbabwe hakuna jaka kwana. Wadu kujika mari, wajitiza wachindora kwa kuri. Kova sina mari.
Ya, ndofunga ndopa tsikiru wana Dr. Gunis wakari ipapu kutaiwa. Ngawa tangawa gazirisa jino osu. Uweze ita osaru zoka na choice yao yekunora kwa wanoda. Aiwa maita basa mai Eunice.
Thank you there, Eunice. Dr. Bonde, you have less than a minute to give us your last word, 45 seconds.
The critical issue is about health financing, mobilizing domestic resources to fund health in Zimbabwe and demonstrating political will and putting our money towards health.
Dr. Guni, you have 30 seconds.
In Zimbabwe, like in any other nation, it's not a privilege, it's a right. It's a right and it's a responsibility of our government to provide the most best attainable health care service to its citizens. And that's what should happen and that's what ought to happen. As someone who associates with the government and the ruling party, that's what I'm going to fight for our Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Dr. Bonde, mashoko enyu ekupedzisira murimi rwechiZezuru. Zvii zvamunga kurudzira kuti zviitwe kuti dambudziko ripere, nokuti tinoona kuti vari kukurudzira kutora vana mukoti vatsva. Hazvizototora here nguva yakareba kuti vadzidzire zvakareba asi kunyange vakatraina asi vanga vasingashandi.
Ine manesi edu anga aripo vanhu vaite sei varapwe muzvipatara vanhu vapone nekuti chikuru upenyu.
Dr. Guni,
aiwa tinongoti hurumende ngaione kuti zvinodikwa kuti vashandi vedu vemuzvipatara vashandise ngazvivepo uye vawanewo kushandisa kubhadharwa pamabasa avanoita. Utano hwevanhu ikodzero yavo, hachisi chinhu chekusarudza kuti ndinoda kana kuti handidi. Saka hurumende inosungirwa kuti iite izvozvo.
Impilakahle umuntu lilungelo lakhe, ngakho uhulumende kumele anakekele abantu abone ukuthi bayithola impilakahle eqondileyo, kube labodokotela esibhedlela zibe nemithi. Kusho udokotela Guni. Thank you there, Dr. Rutendo Bonde. and Dr. Frank Goni. Thank you both. Tungamili Nkomo.
Tisinga kangane wa tere rivedu wa tigira chirongwa chino. Sati morara rakanaka. Njini jonga kandemiri.